I think I've got my cleaned up version, so I'm going to send it out to all of you. And just let me know if it's good to go.
Tracy, you want me to send it to you?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's on its way.
Okay. I can read it and we can go from there.
All right. I don't know what you guys think about this, but I put it down there that if there's an emergency, that they would contact the ED, and the ED would have that decision whether to decide whether it was warranted or not. What do you think about that?
No, you can't do that.
I don't think the ED
can do that.
Well, should we do it should it be the committee, the coordinating committee?
Oh.
Yeah, I think the coordinating committee or the chair.
Or the chair of the coordinating committee?
Did I just screw up and send the old version?
Well, I think we got to think it through. But it has to be, I don't know, either the chair of the coordinating committee or the chair of the board or the chair of the coordinating committee and the chair of the board. But I don't think.
What do you guys think?
So what is the decision whether the person will be allowed to change the sign?
This is the way it's written right now, is that all members have been asked to order 2 weeks in advance, except for with exceptions of emergencies, and that if let me just read it to you so you see exactly what it is. But basically, someone has to decide if a member calls in and says, "Well, I didn't do it because of A, B, and C." Someone has to make the decision whether that is a warranted excuse or not. A bit like absentees. You know, we have to decide whether those absentees are warranted. I guess somebody has to decide whether that excuse is a warranted excuse. Now, of course, if someone has a death in the family or something like that, or, you know, that's obvious. But there are going to be cases where someone's going to have to make the decision on, you know, whether that's a good enough excuse for Pacifica to pay the extra amount or the person to pay the extra amount.
I think the ED, because, I mean, it does involve the cost to the foundation, and I think it's the ED's responsibility more than the coordinating committee or the chair of the board.
Yeah.
Well, I put it right now for the ED, but that is up for discussion.
Okay, well, here's the motion. Yeah, here's the motion that we have. I would support that basically the ED can make a waiver, but this is the policy unless the ED waivers it. My suggestion is that it not be the chair of the coordinating committee or the chair of the board, especially because we're going to be in a position where we're kind of filling those positions ex officio anyway or pro tem during this period of time. So I think it should be the ED.
Wait a minute. I think that the question is whether or not Pacifica is going to pay is going to be after the fact. Is that not true? Or would the procedure that you have?
Athea, let me read it to you, and then you tell me how you think we can possibly better it. Here it goes. Motion to book all in-person meeting flights no less than 2 weeks in advance of meeting. If for any reason this is not possible, PNB members must contact the ED with reasons why 2 weeks before the in-person meeting, with exception to emergencies. The ED will decide if the reason or emergency is warranted to the extra cost by Pacifica. If the ED decides it is not, the member will be expected to pay the extra expense of the flight ticket.
Okay. I have a question. What kind of emergency, family emergency, death in the family, would prevent you from booking a ticket 2 weeks in advance? I mean, I don't quite get it. Whatever's happening.
You can book the ticket, but then you might have to change the book ticket. That's basically what's happening here.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that wouldn't be known. So that wouldn't be known, however. So that would happen in the period in the 2 weeks before the meeting.
Exactly.
Richard, can I ask a question?
I think we need to clean the language just a bit, so we will. But I think we're agreed on the procedure, which is that you have to book the tickets 2 weeks prior and don't change them. And if there's a reason why you can't do that, Pacifica's not going to pay unless the ED gives a waiver.
There, I had the floor, and I'd like to have it back.
Sorry, go ahead.
The first thing is whether or not the practice of the national office approving tickets at the time of scheduling is going to continue, number one. And number two, does not the question of whether or not Pacifica is going to pay for whatever happens after the two-week period arise after the fact? So let's say, for instance, I'm making reservations to come, and in the last board meeting, if I understood the process, it was that Tracy or Laverne had to approve it before the agent would reserve it. Is that correct?
That was correct.
Okay. So let's assume that that process is going to remain in effect, and approval has issued for a ticket, and then for whatever reason there has to be a change made. Then does it come back for approval?
The problem in the past is that it has not. People have simply executed changes, and Pacifica has been kind of stuck with the bill. That's my understanding of what's happened. In other words, the approval process worked fairly well. Most people booked their tickets 2 weeks in advance. Some did not. And if they didn't, nothing, you know, happened to them. And then there were last-minute changes made to a number of tickets, and I don't think anyone was ever approved any of them because they happened, you know, 2 or 3 days before the meeting.
Okay, it seems to me to put staff in a position as to making a decision about whether or not an action of a supervisor, and we are staff supervisors, is acceptable or not, has the cart before the horse. And if the question of payment follows the meeting, then the PNB itself can make the decision.
Well, would you think it would be better if we made the PNB make the decision, or instead of the ED? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
I'm fine with anything. Could I have the floor for a second?
Yeah.
What I was hoping we would do, because I think, first of all, I am very aware that people are giving up great amounts of their own time to work for Pacifica for free and to travel. And I don't really want to twist their arms. The only thing I want to do is I just want to stimulate them a little bit and being a little more organized so that we don't have to pay the price. I don't know whether this should be such a thing set in concrete or not, but I do think that it should be something that would at least remind the members that it's a priority to actually book the tickets 2 weeks in advance. I mean, I don't know whether we should really be very hard on people because, like, when we first started talking about this, very few people were booking it 2 weeks in advance. As we spoke more of it, more people start booking it. If we bring a motion to the floor, probably more. And we may not need to really enforce it that much, but at least we would have done our job in getting people to save Pacifica a lot of money.
And Arlene would like to enter in, too.
Yes.
The other concern, that approval by the staff was much more a check on the travel agent than it was trying to check on what people were doing. Maybe it was a little of both, but what we were finding is that sometimes the travel agent wasn't finding the cheapest flights available.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Having some idea what other people were spending from similar parts of the country, you've got an idea whether that looks okay or not. And it kind of kept a check on the travel agent. Money comes from the amount of the ticket.
Yeah, if I may piggyback on that, there was one or two times where I booked the ticket myself, found the ticket myself, and I actually found the cheaper price than the travel agent, which I was surprised because I thought they would give us the best price out there.
Me too.
Richard, just a second.
Yeah, Richard. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Afia. I think that if this is going some kind of approval, I think it needs to be the PMB because other than the approval that this person is eligible to buy, to have a ticket, which y'all are doing already, but I don't think that we ought to put the ED in the position of ruling on anybody because, that's an immediate loss of a friend.
Yeah. Okay, I'm fine with that. That makes sense to me. Both of you guys make sense to me. I'm fine with the board.
But what you were saying, Rico, about let's have it out there, but let's don't do it. If it's going to be there, do it. I mean, there's no reason to have it there if you're gonna go, oh well, this may or may not or something or other. You know, they don't have to provide the body to prove that somebody died. we're probably gonna take their word for whatever. You know.
All right.
Richard, I want the body.
I know.
Would the chalk outline work? Would the chalk outline be good?
Could we include in these memos that when you book early, you have a better opportunity to sit where you want? I mean, I don't understand why people, let themselves be subject to be sitting in the middle of a three seat section. So when you put in the message, could you let them know you have an opportunity to choose where you want to sit?
Okay. Well, this is Tracy. I have two suggestions. The first is, in terms of people not booking within the 2 weeks, it is possible, and I think that Christine and, I don't know, maybe me as coordinating to care or somebody, could take on the job of, like, individually contacting board members who have not booked their tickets a couple of days before the 2 weeks. And I think that may be more of a follow-through thing than a board fiat thing. But in other words, rather than just saying, well, they didn't respond to our emails, they're bad board members, or whatever we've been doing, that we would, call them on the phone and basically do that level of follow-up, and that may be what the missing link is, rather than a board motion.
Well,
I think people book their tickets if you got them on the phone.
One of the things I noticed that Nia was doing recently was that she was putting emails out there, shooting that not everyone has booked their flights, and she may have even put names of people who had or who hadn't. So she was reminding people as we went on. She was reminding people like months before the meeting, and continued to do that into the 2 week period. So that has been done, and and I do think that made people book them within that 2-week period more than they had before she was doing that. I don't know whether we need a motion either, but I know what Richard said, that we don't need to see a body, but I just know that things happen. But what I found with myself, until I just thought about this is money that we could save, and I treated it like it was my money. Once I treated Pacifica's money like it was my money, I booked it 2 weeks in advance or more.
Okay.
The second thing that I would suggest is what happened a couple of times is there were last-minute schedule changes that people needed to make.
Right.
I know, for example, in Berkeley, and I'm not, you know, naming names in order to create problems, I'm naming names just to be specific. Kathy Davis missed her flight and then had to rebook, and Campbell needed to rearrange a flight from Dulles to some other airport. And the result of all these things, because they happened after the 2-week booking period of time and after the tickets had formally been booked, they were just done with the travel agent, and they were done at such a point that really if the person was going to get to the board meeting at all, these things had to happen. So I'm wondering whether perhaps our motion needs to address that kind of stuff, and maybe the reality is that the PNB does need to look at that stuff after the meeting and say, we will pay for this, we won't pay for that. It's just a suggestion, right? Because I think it's uncomfortable for staff if it's a question of somebody not making it to the board meeting or spending an extra $300 or $400. I think people don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, well, I think our space that... I'm sorry, go ahead, Rika.
No, go ahead. You were starting to talk first.
On its face, I mean, that kind of situation, because that was a weather thing, traffic thing or something. There were conditions beyond the various person's control. So, I mean, I think that there are things on their face that don't require any further action. One, and two, I think it's problematic if we try to think of every possible eventuality. It's something that would have to be addressed on a
case by case basis.
So, I mean, to say that it's something that would be reviewed by the board and that people and the board deciding that was within the power of the person to comply with the motion, then and therefore they would be liable for the difference. I think the bigger problem is enforcing it. So because after the fact, so what do? The next meeting, say, okay, you can't schedule, make reservations unless and until you or your LSB pays this money. I think that's the bigger problem.
Right. Maybe because I really don't want to be Gestapo about this, because I'm keeping in mind that people are, they have their own lives and they're trying to work around it, because the other part of their lives, probably that's what pays their rent, and this doesn't. And so I can see that sometimes, you know, this could take not have the number one priority. Maybe it would be worth putting in there repeated offenders of it, someone who just completely just repeatedly have no disregards for the fact that this is specific of money and don't care, and then maybe that sort of thing would be addressed. But people, I think, if they're reminded, will be responsible enough. They're board members, and board members, I find, are pretty responsible if you point it out to them. And I would just like to, more than enforce it, just point it out, either like Tracy said, or what Nia was doing, or a motion that maybe isn't set in stone, but something that just puts it foremost in their mind, and make them treat, as I said, Pacifica money as they would treat their own money.
It sounds like this is getting very complicated, and once again, Ophelia was saying something about we can't anticipate everything. Seems to me, and I agree, and seems to me that it could be very simple and just say,
C&B members must book their flights no later than 2 weeks before the meeting, unless an emergency. Period. And then, you know, and if there's some ramification of that, then let it be worked out by the P&B.
What if the emergency is I need to change the date because I need to get back a day earlier or I need to get back a day later? Do I pay for that, or will Pacifica pay for that? Is that considered an emergency?
I don't think we, just like Fia said, we can't anticipate everything. I think we just put it out there.
This is Tracy, but just because I'm aware of the fullness of CMB agendas, I think that for better or worse, I mean, I don't know what the coordinating committee will look like next year, but certainly this year's coordinating committee could have looked at a couple of those scenarios and, you know, acted as an agent of the board to say, this looks like a, you know, this is valid, we would offer a waiver in this regard, or this is pushing it a bit and we think that the member is, you know, is responsible for covering this. I mean, I don't think, because we're talking about wanting the board to decide and not lay this on staff, and we, of course, as board members and an agent of the board and could perform that way. Does that make any sense as maybe if there's a contended expense or a disproportional expense that gets through, that, you know, we would review it and make some sort of a call on what we think, you know.
The coordinating committee, you're saying?
Yeah.
I like that.
LaVarne?
Mm-hmm.
We have to talk about, you know, what's practical. You know, it's like the meeting is in 2 days, someone says, you know, who are they going to call? Everybody on the board and say, look, I can't make it because my pet squirrel just ran away with the box.
I hate it when that happens.
That's not practical to put it before a whole board. I think that, let me tell you about an incident in the past. This is like history. A person wanted to actually make this trip in order to pass their crown to another PNB member. They were no longer on the board. So the ED said, no, we cannot afford that. That's not practical. And then they went to the CFO, and the CFO says, oh, yeah, you can go. I think it should lie with the ED. That's the ED's responsibility to make those calls.
This is George. I'd like to speak to it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that Afia's point is valid, which is that we are officially the supervisors of the ED, and if she makes a call which somebody doesn't like and they are decide to be pissy about it, it could have an effect later on in her evaluations and stuff like that. So I just assume that it wasn't handled by the ED. On the other hand, you'd like to get it handled in some sort of not very difficult way. It seems to me that we can require that people make the bookings 2 weeks in advance. If you don't do that, you got to pay the difference. If you do that and you have to change it, you'll have to pay the difference out of your own pocket, but you can appeal, and I think Tracy probably has got the right locus for that, appeal to the coordinating committee and say, look, you know, this came up. I had to be in a different city from where I planned. It didn't make sense to go back to this. Will you reimburse me after the fact? So basically, yeah. Everybody would essentially be responsible for it, and they'd have to sort of make a decent case for it to the committee.
Mm-hmm.
That would seem to me to be workable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is LaVarne. So let me understand. So you just go ahead and make the call yourself. You change it that 2 days before or whatever.
Right.
And then you appeal to the coordinate committee to
reimburse.
To reimburse. So you don't, there's no one you ask beforehand. You just do it in.
Yeah, right. I mean, so you, people will be, you know, they'll be careful about it. They'll be pretty sure they got a decent reason that they could justify doing it before they do it. But they, you know, if they did, they'd feel like they could, you know, they could get the money back.
Okay, so the wording that needs to go to the travel agent is that she's not authorized to charge to Pacifica any last-minute changes or
right.
rearrangements or last-minute tickets.
Yeah, she's finished
there. She took tickets up until 2 weeks before the meeting, and then she's done.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's clear.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Tracy, do you want me to rewrite this, or you want to work that in to it?
Yeah, I want either George to write down what he said, or for
Rico,
me to paraphrase what George just said. One or the other.
Why don't we both give it a shot?
Okay.
So I guess, George, when you send out the letter to all the board members, it would say that the travel agent will be authorized to accept ticket reservations for this meeting and charge them to Pacifica through February 9th and not afterwards.
Tracy, are you typing?
No, I'm not.
I guess everybody's listening still. I'm looking at your. I was looking at your motion here. I guess it is a motion now. The very first one you said the incoming board will be seated via teleconference on the weekend of January 21st and 22nd. 23rd. Why don't we just set a date?
Yeah, can we say the 21st?
Yeah, okay.
21st is a Friday, and then through the weekend.
Okay. Do we want to set it for the 21st or the 22nd?
I would say the 22nd.
The 21st. God, you know, please.
They were gonna come for 3 days. I'm sure that a Saturday teleconference wouldn't be bad.
Well, I mean, I'm all in the
same. There are enough Saturdays to give them.
I would prefer Friday or Sunday.
This is why it says on the weekend up.
I personally don't care, but I think we should set a particular date, not just, you know, put a range out there.
Well, I do care since I'm going to be there, and I would argue for the 21st. That should be a pretty short meeting.
Yeah, I can live with that if you...
Okay.
Yeah, you don't forget about you two guys, yeah.
All right, I'm just going to write on January 21st. That's the soonest possible date that weekend. So we're doing it basically as soon as we could possibly have done it in real life, which makes sense.
That way, if George is setting the meeting, I mean, you need a specific target out there to set. I mean, you know.
Okay. All right. So we're going to have two, I guess, motion-like things to pass. Okay. So the incoming board will be seated via telephone conference on January 21st, 2010. I'm not going to dictate a time. 2011, sorry. All right, so let's deal with these two motions. I sent out the text that I think we agreed on to all of the people that are present on this call. I'm not sending it to the coordinating committee members that aren't here. I sent it out at 6:12. So I'm changing line one to the incoming board will be seated via telephone conference on January 21st, 2011. Do we need any other changes in that wording? Can people look it over?
looked good to me, other than that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Everybody else okay?
Does the incoming board know what special meeting means?
I'll make it clear in the letter.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know Alonzo and Rico came in midway, so you should look at it. Okay, so I will read it out loud, and then hopefully we'll pass it. The incoming board will be seated via telephone conference on January 21st, 2011. The meeting will be a special meeting. The bylaws notice requirements for special meetings will be followed. 7 days notice with a specified agenda, and no business conducted other than what is on the agenda. The meeting will be convened with this agenda. 1, seating of new board members. 2, election of chair pro tem. Then the chair pro tem will take over. Item 3, election of vice chair pro tem and secretary pro tem. 4, set meeting dates for the period January 22nd to February 25th, 2010, as appropriate. George Ryder will draft a letter to all LSBs explaining these procedures. 5, all 2011 Pacifica National Board members will secure airline reservations to Houston, Texas, on or before February 9, 2011. Are there any objections to passing that as our recommended procedure? Okay, it passes. Motion 2. I'm going to read George's version of this since he got it in. It says, all directors will be expected to book travel 2 weeks in advance of an in-person meeting and will be assisted by the Foundation's travel agent in doing that if they wish. Any changes due to unforeseen circumstances in the ticketing after that time will be paid for by the director. These may be reimbursed by appeal to the coordinating committee if the circumstances warrant the foundation absorbing the additional expense.
Okay. Now, you know, one of the, I'm not sure how much of a real problem it is, at this point in the application, but there has to be I'm concerned about people who may be on the board who can't afford to advance the funds and what accommodations are made for that situation.
Well, I think maybe in that case, well, let's see, because it would be very fast. So there would have to be sort of an immediate appeal to the coordinating committee, which wouldn't be able to respond immediately.
Yeah, I think that's one of those situations where maybe the chair of the coordinating committee and the chair of the board make the decision. And if they can't, then they bring in a third person. Bring in the treasurer.
Mm-hmm. What do people think about that?
Well, there's two things to it. If it's certainly the case that maybe some people who can't afford to make changes, and nevertheless the changes really have to be made by any reasonable standard in order for them to be there. And so I guess it is appropriate to have some other vehicle. What that would mean is they'd have to either not come or get it approved in advance.
Right.
And paid
right.
for in advance. And so maybe just add another sentence to the effect, if a director cannot pay the expenses but feels that the expenses are warranted, an appeal can be made directly to the chair of the coordinating committee, who can then do what they want in order to, you know, get on the email or just decide themselves. We should probably decide that, but
since we're basically trying to keep the staff from being in a position of having to say things board members don't want to hear,
right,
I think maybe the chair of the coordinating committee can take on the job of getting the officers to sanction a waiver if they feel that the person is making a convincing case. I think
chair,
it's fair.
You're saying that the chair has, instead of the coordinating committee?
That the chair of the coordinating committee, because, you know, this stuff is going to happen, like, you know, oh, my God, somebody's sick. I can't come to the meeting until tomorrow. I can't make my flight. I need to pay $500 to the schedule on an emergency. And I don't have that much money on my credit card. Can I charge it to Pacifica or not? That's the way the request is going to come in. So it sounds to me like maybe you could empower the chair of the coordinating committee to get permission from the officers of the board to ask the foundation to pay for this.
Okay, and I'll incorporate that.
It's just a suggestion, but I'm thinking about what could happen within, like, an hour.
Right. What I've got so far is I put members can appeal their case to the coordinating committee for a waiver after the in-person meeting. If a waiver is granted, Pacifica will reimburse the member the added expenses. But what you're saying is that in the event that they don't have those added expenses in their account, that we need to have some mechanism where someone can make the quick decision to pay for that.
Yeah, that was Athea's point.
I think we should accommodate that, and at least, you know, they would have to talk to someone as opposed to just willy-nilly saying, you know, I'll change my flight or whatever. I think any of that is going to make people more responsible than what we're doing right now. So should I incorporate that in the meeting on the board?
Yeah, at the last sentence, maybe I can help you. In any event, the director is unable to advance the cost for of changes, then he or she may contact the chair of the coordinating committee for a waiver.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
I think that this should be a big deal. I don't think this should be a part of the flow of the letter. I think this should be an important highlight under emergencies and then put that information down. I don't think that should be part of the letter as though this is business as usual.
You don't think it should be in the motion, you're saying?
I don't think it should be part of the body of the letter as business as usual. I think there should be an important highlight, you know, like Fox News or CNN says, you know, a bulletin. I think it should be put in a way in which this is the sort of thing that is an emergency. It's not business as usual.
Right. But again, are you saying that you think it shouldn't be in the motion?
It can, well,
wow, he's talking about two different things, aren't you?
I thought you were speaking to Athea's last sentence that I just dictated. Are you talking about any changes in the, outside of the two-week period?
No, but what I'm saying is that as part of the motion, that it should be included. The writing should be in a way that lets the new people know that these sort of divergent acts or whatever are not part of the norm.
Right, right.
These are emergency situations. So you can put it as part of the motion, but put it that way. So don't spoil people from day one.
I get you. I think the motion in itself kind of draws attention to that, but you're saying maybe the language could be stronger?
Not so much the languages, but the way it's presented should not be the same.
Got
in other words, you put the information you want, but then you say, by the way. Make it different print or whatever. Put it in italics or whatever. But don't let them think that, this is just normal. If you don't feel like doing blah, 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 then blah, blah, blah. No, you want to make it different. You want to make it, you want to call their attention to the fact that this is an emergency situation, not the norm.
Gotcha.
Okay, so...
Would you like me to read the entire motion now?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to book all in-person meetings, flights, no less than 2 weeks in advance of meeting. If for any reason this is not done, the member will be responsible for any added expenses. The travel booking agency will not book flights after the two-week period has passed, and members with last-minute changes... A change of flight will have to arrange the changes themselves and will be responsible for any added expenses. Members can appeal their case to the coordinating committee for a waiver after the in-person meeting. If a waiver is granted, Pacifica will reimburse the member the added expenses. In the event the director is unable to advance the cost of charges, then he or she may contact the chair of the coordinating committee for a waiver. That's it.
Okay.
Or should I put for a waiver before the flight or something like that?
Yeah, beforehand.
Make it something like immediate waiver.
So okay, for an immediate waiver.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
I think that's good.
Works for me.
Tracy, I will send this to you, and then you can let everybody see it.
Yes. So, George, we'll need a brief coordinating committee interval, 5 minutes or so, on the December 14th agenda to carry this through.
Yep.
And I went ahead and sent our procedures out to everybody as we worded them. So I think we're good.
Okay. Did we vote on that motion just now?
No. I'm tired. Thank you.
We didn't have any objections.
Do we have any objections to our final masterpiece?
I would like to abstain from that vote.
I like the way it was written.
Okay. So it looks like it's a vote of 5 in favor and 1 abstaining. I am not going to set the date of the next coordinating committee, as many of us will be termed out. So thank you all for your work this year.
And thank you.
Thank you, Tracy, for doing a wonderful job of chairing the committee with thoughtfulness and a light touch that I greatly appreciate.
Thanks so much, and you're welcome. And I will talk to you all on the 14th.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
All right.
We are adjourned.
Bye.